Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. A UN conference in support of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has ended in New York, with France, Britain and 9 other countries having recognized a Palestinian state in the last 2 days. The White House said President Trump believed recognizing Palestine rewarded Hamas, while the Israeli ambassador Danny Danon dismissed the event as a charade.
Who exactly is going to actually remove Hamas? Who is going to confront Hamas? Hamas will ignore the statements here. It is on our shoulders now to continue the fight against Hamas. So it's not enough to come and say we don't want Hamas to be in Gaza anymore. Someone has to go there and do the dirty work for the entire world, and Israel is the only one who is doing it now.
Residents of Gaza City say Israeli tanks are continuing their advance. The Hamas-run health ministry said Gaza City's Eye Hospital and Rantisi Children's Hospital have stopped providing services amid the IDF offensive. Medical sources in the territory say at least 29 people were killed by Israeli forces on Monday. President Trump has said his administration will recommend against the use of the paracetamol-based painkiller Tylenol during pregnancy because of the risks of autism. He said he was acting because the numbers of autistic children was soaring, though that may be because of better and broader diagnosis. The links between paracetamol and autism remain unproven. Here's our medical editor, Fergus Walsh.
There have been a lot of studies over the decades which found a weak link, perhaps, between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and autism in children. And against that, there was a renowned study in Sweden last year which looked at the birth records of 2.5 million children. And when it compared siblings, it found that there was no link at all between taking the drug and autism.
Disney have announced that the U.S. chat show Jimmy Kimmel Live will be back on air from Tuesday, following its suspension last week due to on-air comments made by its hosts after the murder of the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. We get more details from Nick Beek.
Condemnation and warnings from the Trump-appointed head of the U.S. broadcast regulator were seen to precipitate his suspension. The backlash was intense, with protests outside ABC studios and more than 400 actors and artists calling this a dark moment for free speech in America. Announcing its U-turn, ABC's parent company Disney said its initial decision had been taken to avoid inflaming further an emotional moment for the US, but that after thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, the show would return.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. President Trump has signed an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. The move comes as part of a crackdown on what the president claims is left-wing sponsored political violence and follows the shooting of the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Antifa, short for anti-fascist, is a decentralized movement that opposes far-right, racist and fascist groups. It has long attracted Mr. Trump's ire. The American chipmaker NVIDIA says it'll invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI to build database infrastructure for the next generation of artificial intelligence. OpenAI's boss Sam Altman said the tie-up with NVIDIA would form the basis of the economy of the future. Aaron Delmore has more from New York.
NVIDIA is the world's most valuable company and was the first to reach a market cap of $4 trillion. Counting OpenAI as a major customer could propel it to new heights. But it also calls into question a concern around the circularity of the AI boom. The tech giants have been spending big bucks as they've jockeyed for market position amid the AI race, often to the benefit of the other tech giants, who've been on the receiving end of the funds. So, in a case like this, investors are clearly excited, but those warning of an AI bubble have fodder for their talk as well.
The family of the political activist Alaa Abd El Fattah say the Egyptian-British dual national has been released from jail. He had been pardoned by the Egyptian president on Monday. Mr. Fattah had been in jail since 2019 on charges of spreading fake news. Ousmane Dembele has been named the best men's football player of the past year at the Ballon d'Or ceremony in Paris. The Barcelona and Spain international midfielder Aitana Bonmatí won the Women's Ballon d'Or award. That's the latest BBC News.